Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Thursday. Feels like open-toe sandal season, I'm just saying.
No, just stop.
I'm just saying.
You've already lost your man card today with your...
Can I win it back tomorrow, though?
Or absolutely.
Am I done for the week? Fresh slate Monday? Tabula rasa? All right. 855-839-1210. Morning mystery movie clip coming up in less than 20 minutes. Also, what's on the cut sheet part due? I want to get to some stuff here with Gen Z and also with progressives. I love both of these stories equally. But we'll start with... You know what? Let me put the Gen Z on the back burner for a couple. Let me start with this progressive story. So Maryland city equity official says that she wants the U.S. to burn to the ground because my ideology can rise from the ashes. A fascinating story out of College Park, Maryland, as they hired a racial equity leader to spearhead its mission to eliminate, wait for it, systemic racism in its departments, who has made statements defending violence. We just got done talking about the rage and the violence in that Missouri fight between two teenagers, and promoting the idea of a revolution against the United States. Kaylee Elise Carter, who supports black liberation through revolutionary means.
Cool.
Said, yeah.
Man.
This is going to be an uplifting story.
Oh, boy.
But I've got some big takeaways on this whole progressive movement as well. Said that she is working with some activists to plan, quote, how we will eat and live and grow after we burn it all down. Another person that hates America, right? In a position as the racial equity officer, which I'm sure she is being compensated very well, because these DEI jobs that we talked about in the past, we've given you the salaries of some of these people, especially at institutions that are making six figures with ease, $250,000 a pop for generating no revenues, a hell of a life to live. And she works under former mayor Patrick L. Wohajan, who resigned from office after he was arrested for child pornography. And you can see the actual picture on her social media feed. The story's on foxnews.com if you want to read it. And the post came from May 31st of 2020. And she says, and this is Kayla, the racial diversity equity officer, "Today I co-hosted an occupied space with dozens of people who have committed their lives, businesses, and money to black liberation on all days, every day, each day, light workers, already planning and been planning for how we will eat and live and grow after we burn it all down." You know, I've mentioned my wife's uncle in the past, who is part Bernie Sanders, part Alex Jones. He's like super left on some issues and super right on other issues. And I always battle with him on his super left progressive beliefs. He talks about healthcare and things like that. And I always say, I'm like, Jim, what is where's the progress with this progressive movement? Because, like, I see this lady here, and I can just feel the hatred for all things America coming through every post as she tweeted this. This was obviously right around about a week after, you know, the George Floyd debacle in, what was that, May 25th, I think, of 2020. So here's my question to all the progressives out there. Not assuming that we have many progressives that listen to the show, but generally speaking, where's the progress in the last 3 or 4 years? Because from what I gather and what I observe and what the research shows me is we are seeing under these progressive politicians and these bogus positions of equity leaders and diversity officers and the manager of inclusion and all this other stuff, it is not very inclusive. In fact, it shuns a certain segment of the population right from Jump Street, right off the top. You eliminate certain people. And then as far as progress, especially in these cities like Philadelphia or Chicago, the Bay Area, Portland, Oregon, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, you name it, we hear about all this progress. Yet when we're looking at the inner cities that have turned into decaying urban hellholes, you know, Kensington, places like that, and even places that aren't dealing with so much with drugs like Kensington, but you look at some of these cities that are dealing with unbelievable levels of crime and hardcore violence, shootings, aggravated assaults, you know, you name it, looting, rioting. We just gave you the story in Pittsburgh, how certain issues, you know, the police aren't going to respond. You know, we're going to go with a bare bones skeleton crew from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., which, you know, I think most people realize a lot of terrible crime happens well past midnight. I think my dad once told me nothing good happens after 2 a.m., so I better not catch you out after 2 a.m. because it's probably not going to end well for you with the law or when you get home in my house. So I would just challenge progressives. Where's your progress? Because all I see is cities getting worse, businesses closing down, corporations packing up and leaving. And then when you look at these progressive politicians that claim they're creating progress and we're going to have strides for the marginalized community, everywhere AOC goes in her district, she gets booed. Have you ever noticed that? Mm-hmm. She's at these speaking engagements and she's being heckled by what is supposed to be her base. So you think that people would be like, you know, cheering and hooting and hollering like they do for Trump or anybody else that goes into their backyard where, you know, your entire base exists? I just don't see the progress. So you look at this Maryland official, we're going to burn it all down. You know, that's exactly what they are doing. And elections have consequences. Now, I'm not expecting progressives to ever vote Republican. But, I'll just take this small victory. I would just say, get away from these left-wing progressive nut jobs that only want to make it worse for you. Because, by the way, you know, the AOCs, the Stacey Abrams, the Squad Dems, all of these people, you know, when they defund the police in your community, it's okay because they don't have to deal with the fact that the police aren't coming because they don't live in your community. They're making a ton of money. They're living in gated communities. And oh, by the way, they are being they take the approach of hiring private security. So it's like, oh, yeah, we care for you. Well, and I've seen so many of these videos where, you know, Fox News or even other outlets go into these areas and they speak to these people. And these people are like, no, we need more police. We don't need less. You know, if you live in the projects or if public housing or anything like that, a majority of these people that are law-abiding citizens, now the ones that are committing crimes probably don't want any cops around because they want to continue doing illegal things. But those that are just, you know, unfortunately live in this spot with children that have to walk home from school, they don't want to be dealing with shootings and their kids being caught by a stray bullet. So I just don't see the progress of progressives. I'm just hoping that in cities like Philadelphia, where Democrats outnumber Republicans 7-1 with registered voters, that you just get away from the progressives. Like, if you're going to vote for a moderate or a liberal Dem, I might disagree with their policies, but at least they're not complete egomaniacal nut jobs that just want to burn burn the infrastructure of a city to the ground like this lady. By the way, how long do you think Ms. Carter lasts as the racial equity leader for College Park, Maryland? How soon do we find out that she's a fraud? She plagiarized this. Her resume is bogus, and this will end up like another Harvard situation, right?
Yeah.
Like, so these people, I mean. Again, I don't see where the good comes from, because all they seem to do is show up ticked off at the world. And look at the squad Dems, by the way. Have you ever seen any of them smile? They are just the angriest collection of people that I've ever seen. So I wanted to share that story. And then I have said on this show many times, it is very easy to say you're the victim. It's easier to claim victimhood than to rise up from challenges and attack adversity. I thought this was a very interesting study and results from this survey. The latest Gallup poll, the number of Gen Zers who say they are not straight has doubled to 22%. And 1 in 5 women under 27 are bisexual. Now, I think this is interesting.
1 in what?
1 in 5.
1 in 5 women under what?
Under 27.
Are bisexual.
Are bisexual.
1 in 5.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Now, there were 12,000 Americans that were asked these questions as to how you identify under the moniker of LGBTQ+.
Yeah.
Are you a lesbian? 1.2% of U.S. adults said yes. Are you gay? 1.4% said yes. Bisexual, 4.4%. Transgender, pansexual, asexual, all these other classifications. And it rises up to a total of, if you are a female and you are LGBTQ, you are in a group of about 8.5% of Americans. Now, if you are LGBTQ as a man, that only represents about 4.7%. of men. But there is an interesting quote here.
What?
What's the comment?
No, I can't read it on air, but 91 LSXer, you are on fire today. And I agree with everything you're saying. Sorry, go on.
So there's an interesting comment here from Dr. Erica Anderson. She's a psychologist who specializes in counseling transgender youth through transition, and she believes that there's a strong desire to belong to an oppressed identity. And that might be at play. Quote, great empathy for the oppressed strangely inclines some to identify with marginalized groups. This is a more scientific, medical professional way of saying what I've been saying, that people, I think we're having a mental, like if you're gay or you're lesbian, I don't think that's a mental health breakdown. But if you're a guy and you think that you were meant to be a female, my personal opinion, something's wrong in your brain, right? Because there's only two genders. You're a guy or you're a girl. There's no in-between. No matter what you do, no matter what you try to tell me, I'm just not going to play along. I'll respect you. You can live your life. But, I don't think that, I don't believe in the Easter Bunny anymore either. All right? So, sue me.
Earmuffs. What about the kids listening in the car?
Well.
Easter Bunny's real.
Thank you.
Yes. And so is Peter Cottontail.
Sorry.
Hopping down the bunny trail. So, like, this notion.
Tic-tac-toe.
Yes, exactly right. So, it's this desire to be, why would you have a desire if you are not oppressed? And by the way, I don't think in 2024 many people are oppressed. In fact, I would argue over the last 25 years, 30 years, oppression in this country has gone down significantly. The left wants to sit there and keep telling people that you are oppressed and you are a victim because they want you to vote for them, and then they never fix anything anyway. And when they want to try to fix a problem, they just want to spend more tax dollars to fix the problem they created to begin with. So I just look at these stories, and this just further shows me that we have this, and I do think this is somewhat pandemic related, that people sat in their house and just zoned out on their phone. They probably were going through an identity crisis to begin with, and they got even further confused being in their home all day on Zoom and on TikTok. And they came out of it post-pandemic, whenever they emerged from their house in 21 or 22 or 23, and now they're just being let loose on society, and we have to sit here and deal with their breakdowns.
The problem with these numbers are astonishing, and I don't believe them. And I that just proves to me that this is these type of gender identities now, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm binary, and I'm or non-binary or whatever, and I'm LGBTQ. It's in vogue right now. Nick, I don't know if you remember the 90s, and what was big, you know, in the mid to late 90s was goth. Remember goth?
Oh, yes.
Everybody wanted to be Marilyn Manson. They all wore black and black trench coats.
Face
and they put on black lipstick, and they were all like that black hair. And they were all moody, and that was kind of the thing of that time. And everybody who had some sort of identity crisis that they didn't know what they were feeling dressed up like that. That's to me what this is. This to me is not. You know, they're just, it's not statistically possible for one out of five. That's 20%.
See,
of girls under 20 or 27 are bisexual. It's just not possible.
And remember the Wicca?
Yeah,
the Wicca,
of course.
Like pagan witchy religion.
Yep. That was big in the 90s, too.
Yeah, everybody was all freaked out.
Every girl I knew in 1996 wanted to be
I'm a Wicca.
Nev Campbell what was that movie?
Scream?
No, Nev Campbell from the witch movie, whatever she was in. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't watch it.
But Dawn's right. It's whatever was kind of popular at that time. People dressed like that.
So
the craft.
So it's popular to claim that you're oppressed. I would argue you're more free than ever. In fact, I would argue the entire LGBTQ plus community. You're not under attack. Hell, you're celebrated.
You're the popular.
You're the flavor of the week. I mean, if you're ever going to cash in on your identity, now's the time. Because odds are you're going to get hired and promoted, even though you might not have the merit to achieve it and accomplish it, just based on the fact that this is, I mean, hell, we just came off of what, last June was Pride Month, and people were saying we need more than 1 month. I'm like, you need more than 1 month? What are you talking about here? I think we're at a point now where almost everybody is really accepted. I don't think the LGBTQ community is under attack. If you're just judging it off of violence and shootings lately, how many times have we talked about the stories of these awful tragedies where the perpetrator is LGBTQ+?
And by the way, I don't, you know, I haven't been in school in a long time, but I would, from people that I talk to, from kids that I talk to, it's that group of people that are the popular ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
100%.
So I think that this whole thing is just a giant identity crisis of people and kids looking to where they need to belong and are finding a home here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's no different than any of the other trends like I mentioned earlier. It's just with this one, it's a little scary because people think they're females or males and they're getting, you know, snipped or puberty blockers or whatever else. They're going to the next level of extreme with this.
Yeah.
Kristen says the movie is called The Craft.
Yeah, that's what Dawn just said.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Dawn. Didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I'm invisible. I know.
But you remember what I'm talking about? Like every goth girl at the time wanted to be a witch and, you know, had black hair.
And at the time, everybody just said, cool.
Yeah.
Just any parent or anybody who said, oh, no, that's a threat to their Christian. No. Just don't even go there. Just go, oh, cool.
Yep.
Because guess what? They're going to go through that phase, and they, you know, it's fine if you just go, oh, cool. To Greg's point, though, that's just it.
Right.
Everybody needs to chill.
Chill.
And if your kid says, oh, I'm they, them, or what have you, oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's great. They, them, whatever. Because these phases, as a teenager, think about everything you go through as a teenager. This is the hip thing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, to Greg's point, then they go, oh, well, I need a surgery.
Yeah.
I need the top surgery, the bottom surgery. So, for a parent,
and then
governments are saying, we did that last report. Where was that? We've done so many reports about certain DHS, whatever, they're taking the kids out of the home because the parents won't say they, them.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I think if your kid comes home and says, oh, I identify as such and such, good for you. Take out the garbage. They, them.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you'll have some help.
Exactly. Corey is in Berlin, and Corey's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Corey.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great show, great topic. I just had a theory, wanted to bounce it off of you, of why so many people are seemingly identifying with this LGBTQ. It seems like in America now, we have this hookup culture. We have all these apps like Tinder and Grindr and Plenty of Fish and all these things that make it really easy for people to hook up. Mm-hmm. Yet people are very picky sometimes, so it's hard to establish a meaningful relationship. Yet those sexual urges are still there. So maybe people are just saying, I'll just get what I can get, take what I can take. And then, as you guys mentioned earlier, now I can get that identification by saying I'm LGBTQ, I'm part of a marginalized community. Woe is me, pity me, give me better access to things, give me better a look in society and so forth. What do you guys think about that?
I definitely think there's something to that, Corey, especially the last part. I think the first part you're probably talking about is just like, I don't know, sexual experimentation. But the second part is interesting because, you know, if you identify in one of these categories, you're automatically being elevated to the top of the list, whether you're applying for a job or you already have a job and you're seeking that promotion. You know, it has become the nouveau trendy thing. And mm-hmm. And maybe some of them don't actually believe it, but they're just playing along to benefit, which again, to me, is the weasel easy way out, because it's easier to do this than it is, you know, to roll up your sleeves and, you know, get dirty and earn your stripes in this lifetime for, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you're seeking. So,
yeah, I think it, unfortunately, it became politicized.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's that.
Yep. 855-839-1210, the phone number. Quick break. We'll come back, get to the morning mystery movie clip, and then what's on the cut sheet part due as we continue. Kale and Company, Thursday morning, back after this.
Just got a notice from Piazza. I got to get my vehicle in. The Piazza Auto Group, who we talk about so often, they're fantastic. There's power in Piazza. They're across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. And they continue to grow their family of dealerships. And just a welcome in to two new members to the Piazza family of dealerships. And this is the luxury collection of brands I'm talking about, in particular Infiniti, Ardmore, and Maserati of the main line, both right there on Lancaster Avenue. Of course, you're going to get the same first-class customer experience you've come to expect from the Piazza family of dealerships. Find your new or certified pre-owned Infiniti, Maserati, or other Piazza luxury brands like Jaguar, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and more. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company rolling on. What's on tap for the Dawn Show? We will find out in about 15 minutes. Also, today in music history, and who won Twitter today? Cut sheet part due in a matter of moments. But first, let's crown our winner today for the Morning Mystery Movie Clip giveaway. These passes. George is in Philadelphia. George, good morning. What movie did we just play for you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, George. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Thank you.
What clip did we just play?
White Chicks.
That is correct. White Chicks. Correct. Way, way to go. Job well done. You get the pair of passes to the 8th annual Bucks Blues Explosion coming up in April at the Zlock Center.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening and certainly for playing along. White Chicks.
White Chicks.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very inclusive to me, but that's not the name of the movie. Yeah. There you go. All right. Let's get to...
What's that, though? Wayne's Brothers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sean Marlon. Marlon. And, yeah. Marlon, the much funnier one, in my opinion.
I'm a Keenan Ivory and yeah. Damon.
Yes.
That's my...
They're all funny.
In Living Color, that's my my era.
They're all funny except for Sean Wayans. I never found Sean funny.
Okay.
But that's just me. All right, let's get to a Thursday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
Part 2. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, sponsored by Budget Blinds. Spring is coming, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Budgetblinds.com, budgetblinds.com. I've used the Budget Blinds. They've done my entire home. They do a great job. Budgetblinds.com. All right, I'm going to trigger Dawn here for a second.
Haven't you triggered her enough
tonight? I know,
I know. Leave her alone.
Just trying to get her all fired up for her for her program.
Woo!
Dylan Mulvaney.
Again?
Nothing. Nothing, Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
She released a music video.
And we're not going to give it the time of day.
Go over to YouTube. YouTube.com. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see this.
Did I mention that I only got two things in for my big three? I think we should do number three.
Yeah, you know, Dawn, in related news,
well,
the Trump motorcade just arrived at Fort Pierce, Florida.
Ooh, I saw.
So this is her new single called Days of Girlhood.
Ooh.
Where she celebrates.
Dylan knows nothing about.
Which she celebrated. Which they celebrate. I don't know what.
I'm glad Dylan is celebrating girlhood.
Let's put my feet up here for a couple.
Dylan says, this single came from my desire to reclaim my relationship to femininity and celebrate trans joy.
Reclaim something you never had.
I had never written a song before, but I knew I wanted it to feel like the opening of an early 2000s romantic comedy. Hold your barf bags, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm about to play 40 seconds of this music video. Does anybody want to see this?
Nope.
Yes. Let the good times roll.
15, Phil, my friend, go. She's celebrating girlhood, Dawn.
I think that's great to celebrate biological girls.
Well, I mean, there's other. It looks like there's biological girls in this video.
Oh, so that's good.
Oh my lord! This is what nightmares are made of. These are the days. Oh boy!
Nick, don't sing that
one. No. Nick's gonna be singing this later. Oh my lord! There you go.
Yeah.
We just lost all our YouTube viewers. Yeah.
Grab some pineapple margarita. Let's go, Dylan. Let's talk about the glory days when women were women and girls were girls.
There you go.
Good for you. You do you. Yeah. Again, here's the whole thing. Back to the goth 90 and the Wicca time in America in the mid 90s, mid to late 90s. You be you.
Yep.
The difference today that I have a problem with is these individuals want to take away from biological girls and women, you know, like me. Mm-hmm. They want our jobs, aka, you know, think about Dr. Rachel Levine, who was born a white man in America.
Really pisses me off.
I know. And went to Harvard and had every blessing in life and is the first ever admiral in that job so took a woman's job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is about our jobs, our sports. We fought hard to get here. Remember, 1920, we weren't allowed to vote until 1920. My brother John is watching. I know John is like speaking the words right now. Yeah, that's what ruined America.
Well,
but
I mean, you know, as I've said many times on this show, if young liberal women are going to be the death of Trump, I do not think it's out of the question to repeal that and take away females' rights to vote.
Sid Weiss. Sid Weiss said WPHT should lose its broadcasting license for airing that.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if YouTube will flag that.
Shafe wants to know that story you read about, what was that, happening in South Jersey, right, with the rooster fighting?
Oh, the cockfighting?
Yeah.
Yep. We have an update on the cockfighting ring.
Oh, boy.
Those cocks were transferred out to a farm.
Oh.
In the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just happy wandering cocks out in the country.
Is that the Purdue farm?
Emergency. I'm sorry. You said. I'm just sorry. I thought you were talking about something else.
No, that's a serious update to the story. They transferred, all those roosters lived, and they're now living their best life.
Well, thank God.
In the country.
Thank God.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Are they vaccinated?
All right, let's get to something more serious, shall we?
I
had to start with something fun and it's not really fun. It's actually
what do we got? What do we got? Nancy,
very disturbed. Remember we talked about the other day how what's going on in Haiti?
Ah,
there's cannibal gangs.
The asshole.
There's dead bodies on the streets. There's rivers of garbage.
Yeah.
looks like a lovely place to travel to.
Great place to go skinny dipping.
So we also played Matt Gaetz and some more Florida congressmen talking to the DOD about what they believe is a migration that is happening from Haiti into the United States of America.
Yep.
The Dominican Republic is taking sharp measures in massive deportation. It's a massive deportation operation for Haitian illegals. Literally, they're being thrown into trucks and sent back to Haiti.
Yeah,
the Dominican Republic doing what we should be doing.
Yes.
This is a, of all places, this is a CBS News report on this. This is cut seven. Phil, if you will, my friend, go.
As Haiti's political future hangs in the balance, the neighboring Dominican Republic is cracking down on undocumented Haitians, rounding them up and sending them back to their country.
¿Qué pasó? Que nos tratan como perro.
They treat us like dogs, this man told us after he was released, adding we were detained since yesterday with no food, nothing.
This is the fourth truck that we've seen here in just the past 4 hours. This is a scene that happens every day here at the border.
Earlier in the day, this woman collapsed as she was being taken off an overcrowded immigration truck. Haitian American Dana Josephs happened to be driving by, put her in the back of his truck, and rushed her to the hospital.
Here could be my family, but even though I don't even know her. So this is my car that I have to use just to save her life. I'll do it.
These scenes at the border comes at a moment of desperation for Haiti after a coalition of Haitian stakeholders and international leaders, including the U.S.
There you go.
Well, I never thought the Dominican Republic was racist, but apparently they are, as they don't want people from Haiti coming into their country either. You know, it's very interesting. I strongly believe in the adage of F around and find out. And if you show up unannounced, uninvited, and illegal, I think you should be dealt with accordingly. Real simple. Follow the rules.
I can't believe the Dominican Republic is doing what we should be doing.
Yep. They've got more guts. But CBS didn't call them racist, though, did they?
No.
Good one.
But if Trump does that,
yeah.
He's a dictator!
The CEO of TikTok was on someplace this morning saying that if the U.S. or if the U.S. bans TikTok, it will put more than 300,000 Americans' jobs at risk. So we're
how
doing
many?
300,000 jobs.
Oh, the
jobs
influencers are going to have to get a real job? Oh, it sucks.
Cut 17, Phil, if you will, my friend. Go.
Hi, everyone. It's Sho here. Just wanted to share some thoughts with our U.S. users about the disappointing vote in the House of Representatives. There has been a lot of misinformation, and I hope to clarify some things. First, thank you to our incredible community. You are what makes TikTok so special. Thank you for making your voices heard. Over the last few years, we have invested to keep your data safe and our platform free from outside manipulation. We have committed that we will continue to do so. This legislation, if signed into law, will lead to a ban of TikTok in the United States. Even the bill sponsors admit that that's their goal. This bill gives more power to a handful of other social media companies. It will also take billions of dollars out of the pockets of creators and small businesses. It will put more than 300,000 American jobs at risk, and it will take away your TikTok. We know how important TikTok is to all of you. It has given our 170 million users a platform to freely express themselves, and has empowered more than 7 million businesses in the United States. Our platform matters to the small business owners who rely on TikTok to make ends meet, to the teachers who inspire millions of students to learn, and to everyone who discovers and finds joy on TikTok. We will not stop fighting and advocating for you. We will continue to do all we can, including exercising our legal rights, to protect this amazing platform that we have built with you. We believe we can overcome this together.
Have you seen the TikTok commercials on television lately?
No.
They're running ads as one some doctor who saved somebody's life, and then there's another father who lost a son due to a drunk driving accident and uses TikTok as his platform to advocate on driving sober. They're doing all these like ads that he's like, you know, touchy, you know, emotional tugging of your heartstring ads to show you the value of TikTok. And it's clearly, you know, trying to manipulate you to think that TikTok is just, you know,
yeah, I don't,
just this wholesome place.
I don't want TikTok banned. I've said that before. I do not want TikTok banned because it's going to lead to bad things.
Agreed.
However, this CEO is not being honest, and he's coming at it from the wrong from the wrong angle. Yep. You know what I mean? He should talk about the free speech aspect of it and how bad this bill is, not about, you know, how great TikTok is, because it ain't great.
Yeah.
Well, I think for a lot of people, though, it is great. I mean, it's entertainment, but those influencers do make a lot of money. By the way, maybe that's part of the problem. Do they tax that? Because Biden, you know, he needs all the money for, you know, his buddies in Ukraine and everywhere in the world. So, I wonder if that's another issue of this. These influencers, are they taxed?
All right.
All that money.
Coming up next, we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, who on Twitter today, and today in music history. Back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I can't wait to get out in the lawn today with Buddy Boy, throw that frisbee. And I love the fact that I know that my lawn is chemical-free, still beautiful, still lush, but it's chemical-free. That's important to me for my family's health and for my Buddy Boy's health. So for you, when choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense, of course, to hire a company that provides better results and is safer for you, your family, your pets. And this is why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn's environmentally friendly approach to lawn care has been creating green, lush lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds since 1987. This is not a one-size-fits-all company. Their technicians are going to work to figure out the specific needs of your lawn. Natural Lawn's exclusive organic-based products are designed to work with nature, not against it. And that means they're safer for every single member of your family. Like I say, even the furry ones. Kick the chemical lawn habit. Get started today with Natural Lawn's safer products and programs. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and you get free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED, S-E-E-D, 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Dawn Show coming up in less than 8 minutes on this Thursday. We find out what she has lined up for the top of the hour.
Yes, yeah, so we're looking to, you know, what you mentioned as a breaking news story a few minutes earlier, Nick, as far as Trump in court. Where is this Mar-a-Lago court case? Where is it going? And will we get news out of that? And then waiting, of course, I'm always crossing my fingers and hoping that we hear more from Scott McAfee, who you, Nick, talked about earlier this morning. Hope it happens in the Dawn Show as breaking news. There's always so much happening. And so, of course, we're covering all of this. There's so much going on across the country. Locally, we're going to talk about all the different breaking news, the developing stories, as well. Mayor Sherelle Parker, for example, she is releasing her budget today. Big announcement. We're looking at that. And what does that mean for Philadelphia amid these dwindling population numbers? Census Bureau, 1020, Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz. I'm really excited about this. Dark Side of Kids TV premieres. And it's on Investigation Discovery. So we'll have some fun with this. I'll be chatting with these award-winning directors launching their new projects on it's called The Dark Side of Kids TV. So that should be a lot of fun. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, Emily Green, AFPPA Deputy State Director, Americans for Prosperity. So you could see maybe some fireworks. Maybe we'll break some news here. AFP, okay. Remember, they backed, that's Charles Koch. They backed Nikki Haley.
Ooh.
Didn't you know? So I'll ask her. You know, are you guys going to now endorse Trump?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we might see some breaking news out of that one.
All right. Very good. Dawn Show coming up in just about 6 minutes as we get to today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, March 14th. Actually, no notable birthdays today, but there are six. Tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
We did lose Ronnie Hammond, though, the lead singer for the Atlanta Rhythm Section, on this day in 2011. One notable single, Hearts All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You, released in 1990. Albums include A Boy Named Goo by the Goo Goo Dolls from 96, Tons of Sobs by Free in 69, On Through the Night by Def Leppard in 80, Collective Soul's Blue album from 95, and Europe's debut in 83. And by the way, biggest underrated hair band is Europe, period, stop.
Wow.
Also, Bon Jovi was formed on this day in 83. Huey Lewis's Jacob's Ladder hit number one in 87. And on this day in 82, Metallica made their live debut in Anaheim, California.
Wow.
For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Not no birthdays today, but tomorrow it's going to be a big birthday bash.
A big birthday bash.
A six spot tomorrow.
All right, let's...
Now let's get to Twitter.
Who won Twitter?
Traffic guy wins Twitter. He says, oh my God, I'm trying to stay professional working on a virtual event and Dawn's discussion about the Fighting Roosters. I could not stop laughing. Yes, I'm super immature to save the Roosters.
Dawn, you better keep your mouth closed.
All right, that'll do it for this Thursday. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the weather. The Dawn Show is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.